101 UFO, Portland's Rock. K-U-F-O.
Welcome to the real world. Death can come for at any time, in any place. There is only one way to save our city.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live, online, at ZeroPointRadio.com. Tonight coming to you from Portland, Oregon. We are proud to be on KUFO in Portland, Oregon tonight. And very happy with the response that this show has been getting from all of you who are listening from all over the world. Those who listen online. Those who listen in Portland. Those old fans who have been listening in Salt Lake City. The old fans in Chicago, upstate New York, Los Angeles. Places all over the world, from Norway, Germany, France. We take a look at the globe that's on the website. If you go to groundzeromedia.org, you see people coming from all over to listen to this program. We're getting the word out to people about what's going on, getting our fingers and touching them right there on the pulse of the zeitgeist. And why is that? Because we think it's important. You need to know this. Why? Because we live in weird times. So weird, in fact, I don't know where to start tonight. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't get all of my thoughts down as fast as what's been happening in the news. Just can't. GroundZeroMedia.org, you can go there right now. I wrote an 18-page article called Disclosure 33. And I still can't get it all in there. I still can't bring it all up to you. And I still can't. I guess the only thing I can sum up, the only thing I can say, we're living in a B-movie, or it's reality. We've got 21st century stuff going on and 13th century mentality. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing this now, and I've talked about it before, and I brought it up, and it's uncomfortable for some people. So uncomfortable, in fact, that I'm going to tell you right now, for those of you that experienced, I don't know if it's happening tonight, the show online, the website online, was blacklisted. It was taken off by a company who provides a lot of internet to a lot of people. And it was difficult for me to get the word out that I wanted to get out because, first of all, my internet was censored. A lot of people wanting to talk to Rex Church last week were more interested in whether or not he was good or evil or whether or not Satanists believe in devils or whether or not this, that, and the other thing. And the message that Rex was trying to deliver is that we were fired upon by an alien force. Oh, I know that sounds crazy, doesn't it? Coming right out of my mouth to your ear, we were fired upon by an alien force. Okay. Before you roll your eyes, before you think I've lost my mind, I want to tell you something. I don't know if it's still there, but if you go to, in fact, I'm going to do that right now. If you go to drudgereport.com, yeah, right there. No, right there. I'm doing it online right now. Well, it's not there anymore. Oh, yes, it is. You go to drudgereport.com. It's not the headline anymore, but it's on the left corner, the left top half. Pope under pressure. Abuse claims sweep church in Europe. On Satan's trail with the chief exorcist. Let's go there. Click on that. On Satan's trail with Don Gabriel, the most famous exorcist. Are you afraid of the devil? The world's most famous exorcist levels his gaze at me and then smiles. No, it's he who is afraid of me. I work in the name for the Lord. Poor Satan. Poor Satan. Oh, yes, the evil one shouts and makes noises, but we are made in God's, etc., etc., etc. The church now is saying that the evil is at their doorstep. They're coming after them with Satan, with exorcists. Rex Church, a Satanist, said that on the show, and this is a headline that happened just days, maybe 3 or 4 days after he came on the show, saying that, yes, something is up. Something's going on Satan's trail. And you know what's really interesting? As Rex tried last week to say what was on his mind and deliver some interesting thoughts, we had a phone call that came in after the show was over. Somebody who said that they couldn't believe that I would allow someone like that to go on the air and to talk, and that he would be willing to come down and actually eat the heart out of the chest of Rex so that he would speak no more. That his thoughts and his views are unchristian, uncalled for. That he's going to perish when Jesus returns. My God. When I asked the guy if he was a Christian, he said, "No, I'm just spiritual." No, you're not spiritual. If you want to come and kill somebody, eat their heart out of their chest. That's not cool. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. If you don't believe me, if you don't believe the call, we're going to have it. GroundZeroTV.org. We're going to have it in the video that's going to be released of when Rex was on this program. What we couldn't air and what we were kept from airing because we were censored last week. You know, there must be something that I'm saying that's really getting under the skins of people. You know, you have to worry when people fight like hell to keep me quiet because I'm trying to release information that I think is important to you and your well-being. That is what I am so freaked out about. And then I have people call up and say, this isn't happening. This isn't happening. God damn, I'm going to go down. I'm going to eat your heart out if you don't stop talking about it. Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. If I'm so freaking crazy, I want you to give a listen to something that was broadcast 2 days after I went on with Rex and tried to warn you of this B-movie we call the apocalypse we're living in right now. Take a listen to this.
Well, growing concerns the crisis over Iran's nuclear program is taking on dangerous religious overtones. Scholars are now warning that Iran's leadership is fascinated with this return of a Messiah figure who's linked to the apocalypse somehow. According to experts, the coming of the Messiah is triggered only by war and destruction. Religion correspondent Lauren Green has more on this very important angle of this story from our New York Bureau. Lauren.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, you know, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, politics and religion are one. And religious experts warn that the Iranian president's obsessive belief in the apocalyptic figure of the 12th Imam may be fueling Iran's quest for nuclear weapons. The 12th Imam, known as the Mahdi, is believed to be the Anointed One, a superior spiritual being who disappeared in the 9th century as a child and was hidden by God. When he returns, they believe he will usher in peace under Islam, but only after intense periods of warfare, conflict, and chaos. A certain number of Shia Muslims believe they can hasten the Mahdi's return by creating those conditions.
Within the 12er Shiite world, there is an extremist organization in Iran called the Hojatiyah group, and there are several of these groups in the Iranian system. They believe that when the 12th Imam comes as the Mahdi, this new era begins, and they believe they can accelerate his arrival by creating global chaos. That's the dangerous component.
President Ahmadinejad is on record as stating he believes his mission is to pave the way for the Mahdi's return. His recent speech at the United Nations had prophetic overtones of his destiny. Central to the 12 Imam beliefs is the Jamkara Mosque just outside of the holy city of Qum. A well behind the mosque is where believers say the Mahdi is now hidden. Ahmadinejad's cabinet has pumped millions of dollars into the mosque.
The belief is that they come up to this mosque and they drop their prayer request, and they believe that Imam Mahdi will answer their prayer. And so the thing that makes this particular mosque different is that there is this well, this green-like metal box at the back of the mosque, and this is where they believe that one day, in the not-too-distant future, Imam Mahdi will come out of this well and will take a dominion over the entire world.
Now, many Iranians don't believe in the coming of the 12th Imam, but the prophecy is very popular among the elite Revolutionary Guard, and this is the group that would be in charge of a potential nuclear arsenal. And that, says Ambassador Gold, is why the U.S. should pay more attention to this particular religious ideology.
Yes, we all should, Lauren. Thank you very much. Very interesting part of the story.
Excellent. Now, you listen to that, okay? And what's really funny about that report, you can see that at groundzeromedia.org, my new article called Disclosure 33. You can see that just to show you that I'm not faking this. What's really funny about that entire setup, that entire report you just heard, the reporters seemed completely flabbergasted and completely blown away at the thought that there's actually someone who is the ruler of a country who believes that a Mahdi, or a supernatural being, is about to return to the planet and basically destroy the whole thing. They were completely, oh my God, I've never heard of this before. They acted like, this is unheard of. Oh my God, something is supposed to be coming at us, and it's going to be coming from this mosque, and they believe it, and they got nuclear bombs, and they're going to blow stuff up because they want to bring it about and have it come around. Oh my God, you know, this is something that just blows me away. If the Shias and the Sunnis believe in something called the Mahdi, they got a nuke, and they want to bring about the second coming of this Mahdi that disappeared in the 9th century, what's the difference between that and weirdo Christians who want to eat the hearts out of Satanists and basically say, Jesus is returning, oh my God, and he's going to do the same thing. He's going to kill everybody in his path. You know, Jesus was cool when he was in a stable and he was a baby, but now he's going to come back and kill everybody. No, I don't want that. You know, a lot of Christians say, hey, yeah, I want that to come. I don't want it to come. I don't want to be the one to sit there and watch my friends die just because somebody decides that he is wicked. And Jesus loves us all, right? Yeah. You know, and everybody's so freaked out about this Mahdi thing. Why don't you start freaking out of the fact that we had a president who talked with Jesus? His name was George W. Bush. And now we have a president that everybody thinks is Jesus. Barack Obama. I mean, his name alone means the lightning of Muhammad or the lightning of Allah or whatever. The guy is being built up as some savior messiah type. And we're sitting here going, I can't believe this. I can't believe that a Satanist came on your show last week, Clyde, that he was censored by an internet group. I can't believe he said that there's an evil force that's getting into the churches and into politics when the exorcists of the Vatican are going absolutely bat crazy on this stuff. Do you think I make this stuff up? This is headlines. These are the headlines that they won't tell you in the mainstream. And they won't tell you it. Why? Because they think that they sound too crazy, but they're happening. I mean, Rex said that there was a big ring of fire over Chile. He tried to, but then we had some caller wanted to call in. He basically wanted to trick up Rex and try to make him sound like some lunatic, trying to manipulate the call.
I want to ask Rex some questions, and I guess I'll get to my point when I find out what he talks about.
No, why don't you ask him about what happened to him, his girlfriend, and how he remote viewed or used clairvoyance, which he seldom uses, and says that he saw a ring of fire over Chile at 33.3 degrees, and in that ring of fire or wormhole that he saw, he claims he saw what looked like faces of dragon-looking like creatures encircling the area above Chile. Now that sounds just as crazy as some guy waiting for the imam to return, right? Or Jesus to return? Or what, Israel believes the anointed king is about to come back? You know, it all sounds to me like one big alien invasion, right?
Think about it. Either you got the people who think the aliens are coming, you got the Christians thinking that Jesus is coming, you got the Sunnis and the Shias who believe that the Mahdi's coming. Okay? And you got the Jews who think that maybe they're going to anoint Elijah again. You got this guy that claims that he's Jesus, he's returned. You got this other guy, Benjamin Krem, who says that Maitreya is returned. And people believe it. They believe it. I don't know. I don't know what you believe. And I know that many of you think, well, this is not going to affect me because I don't believe this, Clyde. I'm not out of my mind. But you know what? It does affect you. And do you know why it affects you? It affects you because there are many people out there who believe that this is going to happen. And you know what's really funny? Is many of them think that they're not going to be in the crossfire of some angry God who decides to zap them into oblivion. You see, a lot of Americans tend to think they can go about their business killing and plundering and doing all the things that they do in other countries and not think there's going to be any consequences. Yeah, the earthquakes hit in Haiti and Taiwan and Chile, but they're not going to hit here. You want to bet? Do you want to bet? On this program, I warned you with Freeman on the show. I said, the Iranians are going to get nuclear weapons, and when they do, they're going to say on February 11th that it's going to be a big deal. And they did. They said it. They have the capability now of causing what is known as an EMP pulse at this country. It's a given. You can look this up. I'm not making it up. They just said it's going to happen. Now, I also said that they were using a rocket called the Simurgh, which is a representation of the phoenix, which is a representation of the resurrection, which is a representation of a bird that seeks the destruction of the world. It's seen it four times. It may see it again. All of that symbolism pointed to what you just heard in that report about how Ahmadinejad now is saying that the Mahdi is going to return. No different than Christians saying that Jesus is about to return, and no different than everybody who goes to science fiction movies believing that aliens are about to be disclosed. And then we have a Satanist on the program, Magister Templi of the Church of Satan on the show. And he says, I want to tell you that what I sensed when I was remote viewing over Chile was an alien presence, a psychic howitzer that was fired upon Chile. It was a ring of fire that was vast like a vortex in a wormhole. It spun around, and I was in the middle of it, and I was gazing at it as if I were in a ship, he says. And what's fascinating about that whole thing, that whole swirling motion of the wormhole, is that it was just like a reenactment of what we saw over Norway when I first kicked this show off after my 4 years of absence. A spiral that opened up a black hole, the experimentation of opening up dimensions. This is 21st century thinking, people. You can put away your 13th century Bibles, you can put away your 13th century Torahs, you can put away your 13th century Qurans. You can go around thinking that Jesus is king, or Allah's wonderful, or whatever. You can think whatever you want. The truth is we're dicking around with stuff we shouldn't be dicking around with. Tonight on the show, I don't know where to begin but to tell you that I'm about to disclose some things that may be over your head, and if you need me to explain them to you a lot more, then I wish you would call me, because I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to you and not have you understand what I'm about to tell you. It's pretty heavy stuff, and it has to be said, because I couldn't say it last week. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. I'd like you to call me. Give me your thoughts on what I just talked about. Let's have a discussion about what's really happening out there. The B-movie we're living in. Business as usual in the apocalypse. Business is good. We'll be back.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Thank you. This is not a test. It is the future. Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
You know, as we move closer to that cosmically catastrophic due date of 2012, people say the Mayan calendar is going to end everything in December of 2012. You know, there are a number of ideas that are swirling around right now that are encouraged in our zeitgeist. It's about paranormal events that are supposed to be occurring in the near future. We've got predictive programming in films, basically, to help us along the way. What it is the elite want to approximate your future using these things. And we've been hearing about these events a lot longer than we can recall. In fact, these events are going to yield the same outcomes and have been part of our cultural fears for thousands of years. You know, I hate to sound eerily biblical, but come on, you're going to be hearing about earthquakes, eclipses, planet collisions, visits from angels, demons, space elders, also the return of a Messiah. Now, that's something that's a part of everybody's belief system that happens to be Christian. Yeah, the Muslims believe it. The Jews believe it. All of these events part of some universal core belief system with all the monotheistic religions. And people in power are very capable of using, and this is what's really weird, is that this puts us in a vulnerable position, and that's why people in power are very capable of using these various prophecies from Nostradamus, from the Bible, from the Quran, the Talmud. They can use them as blueprints to get you to fall in line. They can be used to socially engineer true believers into a virtual Armageddon that would not be questioned, now that we've been told that 2012 is the year that we're all going to die anyway. And the very thought, though, in my opinion, is, you know, the very thought of this, the return from God or the evil space alien, that would terrorize the world completely. It would just frighten everybody. I mean, come on, think of what you're asking for. Think of what you really believe if you're a Christian. Okay? Think about what you really believe. You believe in a virgin birth. Okay? You believe that a woman gave birth to a child without the aid of sex. That some strange power came on her and boop, she had a baby. Okay? You believe that eating the body of a god is going to save you, which is vampiric in nature. Fine. Now, this isn't to hurt your feelings. I mean, if you're a Christian, you believe this. That's fine. Okay? That's all right. You also believe that there's going to be an Antichrist. Okay? And you believe that after the Antichrist comes, there's going to be a huge war where everybody's going to end up dying, and then Jesus is going to come, and he's basically going to kill the wicked. Now, if you're a Shia or a Sunni, you believe in something called the Mahdi. We just covered this. Also, there's something called the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is near the Dome of the Rock, that if that's taken out, we're all screwed anyway, because they believe that all kind of power is there. And everybody in the United States will tell you that this is a Christian nation formed on Christian values, that the Founding Fathers created the Constitution based on the Ten Commandments. They claim that they knew the Bible was the Word of God. They took it quite literally. And if that's the case, then tell me this, people. I want to know if anybody knows if this is true or not. If we are such a Christian nation, then there has to be, in my opinion, a protocol or something or practice or ritual that we have to do if God returns or Jesus returns or if an alien happens to beam down and say, hey, I'm the guy that created you all. You know what? There isn't. I've never heard of it. And it's not in any provision, which basically throws that malarkey out the window that our founding fathers were a bunch of Christians basing everything on Christian doctrine. Otherwise, we'd say in the Constitution or in the Bill of Rights or wherever that if some guy comes down in a tunic with a mullet and a beard, you're going to bow down and you're going to basically do this, do that, and throw the Constitution out the window. No, it's not going to happen. You know why? Because our founding fathers were Masons. They knew better than that. Okay? They put everything in context, because they wanted to give a little bit of, I guess, instruction to us all in some way, I guess. 79% of this country believes in an Antichrist, a virgin birth, and a Jesus. There's no protocol to welcome a God, and there's no protocol to handle what Rex Church talked about, the idea of an alien invasion or some sort of an alien force that fired at us from space using the sun. If any, and I know I'm sounding crazy tonight, but God damn if you didn't hear that report where they were saying that, you know, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, he sees this coming, this Mahdi, you know?
Benjamin Cram, this guy, you can look this guy up, Maitreya. He says that Maitreya has already appeared and he's already in the body of someone else. He is basically a spirit inside of a man, an avatar. That is what an avatar is. A body that, I mean, I was looking at, you know what, I was looking at something the other day too that, let me think, the Olympics, okay? They just had these Winter Olympics. They had this symbol called the Inukchuk. Have you heard of this? This is weird. The Inukchuk was the symbol that was on the Olympics in Vancouver. It was a symbol of the Inukchuk. You know what the Inukchuk is? It is a symbol, an Inuit symbol, Eskimo symbol, that represents a man made of stone or an image that looks like a man that takes the place of a man. Much like the image of a god taking the place of a god or a Jesus or a Mahdi or perhaps an alien. It's just the craziest stuff. And, you know, if we do have this second coming thing, this alien invasion thing, this Mahdi thing, it's going to have to be a pretty damn good show or no one's going to care about it. And not only that, but it's going to have to be like everybody thinks it's going to be, right? Otherwise, no one will care. Or why don't we just do this? Why don't we take God or even religion completely out of the equation and just come right out and say the whole second coming of Christ in earth sounds like an alien invasion and that this is all going to be, you know, one big scary thing for 2.1 billion people who care about whether or not these beings of light coming out of the sky are angels, demons, or Jesus. Plus the other 1.5 billion Shiite Muslims out there and Sunni Muslims who await the coming of the Mahdi and the 14 million Jews that are waiting for this anointing of some king and the blowing of the shofar. It is Deus Ex Machina. There's something you can look up. Deus Ex Machina. It's basically meaning that God comes from the machine, or the UFO, if you will, and basically says, it's over. It's done. It's over, it's done. And those people at Fox were completely just blown away by the possibility that somebody out there actually believes this stuff. My God! And I bet those two reporters were Christians, and they were both, like, beside themselves wondering why this guy, this nut job, was thinking that one of his messiahs was going to return. What do we believe? What are we believing, and what are we telling ourselves? Come on, think about that! The Vatican. The Catholics, the Vatican, the Holy See, speaking ex cathedra about alien life being real, the real possibility of meeting our alien counterparts. What's really going on? Is this real, or are we being set up for something in order to guarantee control over the world population? Think about that. I know, here's something else, too. A lot of people are unaware that currently there are fragments of over 800 scrolls that were taken near the caves near Qumran that actually hold information that basically say aliens created us and they're coming back to get us. And they're trying, and the Vatican is hiring Hebrew scholars to try and translate this so they can have the information before you have it. They just gave the warning that something is out there, something far more powerful than the fairy tale God we're all romanticized about. It's a powerful message basically saying, look, we know. Read between the lines. I mean, you may not believe in aliens, but it's evident that religious organizations now believe, space agencies around the world do, and the United States military. NASA, on the other hand, well, they'll just keep living up to what NASA stands for, and that's never a straight answer. And you know what? They're no longer capable of keeping everything top secret because some things can't easily be explained by science anymore, right? It just seems to me that we're looking at things going on that we just can't explain that are going on in space. Every one of your fears is going to be exploited between now and 2012. From every earthquake, tornado, and flood, from every killing, shooting, ritualistic murder, and everything in space that looks like it could be brought to us by ETs. Crazy, isn't it? This is the apocalypse, and this is how we live. And you know what? You try to bring it out to people, you get censored, you get told that you're going to get your heart eaten out by somebody. Jesus, what is this stuff? What do you really believe? 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KFO. No, this is not a religious program. This is basically, I think I'm sounding pretty anti-religious right now. It's not because I'm anti-religion. It's because I want people to be honest with themselves and have a little bit of intellectual honesty about what it means to say to yourself, yeah, we're going to have some big, hairy, thundering God come and he's going to kick ass. What does that mean? Change happens with a body count, right? You better be damn sure that you're on the right side. And even then, you're not going to know if something just comes down out of the sky and decides to wipe your ass out because it doesn't even know who the hell you are. Or it does know, and it wants you for supper. Mmm, yummy, yummy. Earth people. Mmm. We don't know. 1-800-344-KUFO. Let's go to Dave right now. Dave calling from Idaho. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Great. Talking to you again.
It's great talking to you, too.
You're putting on a great show, and we were piping it in at work, and they decided that where I work, that not only is it banned to listen to KUFO now, that your show, we got a little memo that says we are not to listen at all.
You're kidding. Yeah. Is that at the Collider? Are you there at the Collider, or where are you at?
Yeah, I'm. We still work there, and at INEL. And one of the other weird things is when you had the last show on, they were talking about Chile 3 days before the earthquake, and everybody was again told not to discuss anything outside of work.
Ah, so are we kind of like inferring the fact that that whole theory that I have of this strangelet BB in a boxcar underneath the earth may have been triggered by CERN?
You know, and the other problem is that it must have really hit the nail there because everybody's freaking out.
I'll bet they are.
They panicked even listening to the regular radio because we were having it keyed in because Idaho doesn't have a lot of rock and roll radio.
No.
And we had our workstations, we had it playing all the time, and they completely removed it out of the computer. You can't even get on the site.
I feel so bad. I am so sorry that they did that. I don't know what to say. They want to keep me from telling people what may be going on, and that's sad that that's happening. And you know what it is? You know, I don't have enough money to defend myself. I'm just, you know, people think that I'm making all this money doing this show. No, I do this show for free. I'm trying to get advertisers, but you know what? A lot of people are listening, and they'll fight to listen because they believe in what's being said here. They believe in open discussion about, I believe, things that are more important than whether or not, whether Lindsay Lohan is suing a company because they mentioned her being a milkaholic. What a joke.
Yeah, you got it. And I think you're doing a great job. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. There you go. The Super Collider in Idaho has now banned me from their radio because I think I'm hitting the nail on the head. I get a lot of high sides here. Did you hear that? That's for the record. They're banning me from a Super Collider, okay, where they smash atoms together, okay? A smaller version of CERN. They're talking about Chile before Chile earthquake. Why? Because they know what they're doing. They know that they're screwing with the dimensions. They know that's what they're doing. It's the 21st century, people. This is what they're doing. And we're just kicking back and going, we're still living in times that are like, oh, good, smoke a little doobie, have a little fun, drink a little beer. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, that happens in every time span, okay? Happens all the time. Live it up. You know, yeah, okay, yeah, we're going to live it up. We're going to live up the apocalypse. It's okay to live it up. I'm not saying to just all gather around the radio and listen to Clyde sound crazy. No, but what I'm trying to tell you is this stuff is real. It's real. You just heard it. There's a phone call, and I didn't pay this guy. Okay, he just called. He said, hey, they're banning you. They won't let us listen to you at the Super Collider in Idaho. You're banned. Okay. Let's go to Peter. Hi, Peter. You're on Ground Zero.
Okay.
Get to the point, Peter. Last time you took forever to get to your point. Please get to your point now.
Okay. I'd like to say James V. Forrestal, our first Secretary of Defense, I'm certain was assassinated. The official story is he was pushed out a window from a house for the mentally disturbed.
Okay. So what's your what's that have to do with what I'm talking about, Peter?
It was 1949. The E.T. The Roswell E.T. incident was 47.
Right.
The Majestic 12.
Right.
Had as its two starters Forrestal and Vannevar Bush.
So they were shot and they were basically killed because they were trying to get the message out that there were aliens out there, right?
Vannevar Bush got he was not he basically came out on top of everything.
Okay.
So he went.
So with are you saying? Are you agreeing with me? Are you agreeing with me? Or are you disagreeing
with me? I'm with you.
You.
Okay. I'm with you, boy.
Okay. Hey, and I thank you for that.
One more thing. I'm the one who talked in our last conversation. That's possible. I'm the reason your show was blacklisted.
I don't know if you were or not. I think Rex was the reason why we were blacklisted.
Yeah, well, I still think that I was.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't. Why would they ban something you say on
Let
the
me
internet?
Just say that just they tracked my who I'm talking to, and before I even got on your program.
Are you trying to tell me that you're being tracked by the CIA?
My line was connected.
Are you trying to tell me that you're being tracked by the CIA now, Peter?
No, I can tell you a whole lot more than that.
Well, if you're one of those guys, I mean, I don't have any proof of this. I don't know.
Wait a minute. I work with the CIA.
You do?
Well, this is what I've been doing for roughly 30 years.
And you're calling my show? Why?
I don't get paid for it. I do it all.
Why are you calling my show? You're monitoring my show for the CIA. Is that what you're
doing? I just said I do it all for free. I've done it all for free.
Why then?
I've always gone entirely my own way. It just my way coincided with theirs.
So you're a rogue guy. You're one of those black ops rogue guys.
Well, I don't get any pay or any compensation.
No, but what I'm trying to say is you are a rogue black ops guy who's monitoring my program. Why are you monitoring my program? Why?
I'm trying to help you to get your message out to the world.
Okay, so you're against them, and you're still working for them. What are you doing? Are you trying to infiltrate?
In the past, I've helped them. They aren't necessarily against you right now.
Really? Wow.
That's correct.
Why is that? Am
Why
I giving information?
Do you have a fiance?
Huh?
Why? You said I heard you say on another program you had a fiance.
Yeah, I do.
Why do you think you do? You should be dead right now based on a lot of the things you said.
Really?
Yeah, but there's a lot of people are on your side. That's why you're alive.
Wow. Well, enlighten me. So my car was bombed. I had my car bombed because of things I said before. I've had that happen to me, too.
Yeah, there elements of the CIA are for you and elements are against you. Elements of the Defense Department are for you and elements are against you. Everything is very chaotic.
I see. Wow. I didn't know that. Well, I do know that.
So one day it can seem like everything is against you. Another day it's almost be paradise.
But I tell you what.
Go your way.
Do me a big favor, will you, Peter? I want you to do me a big favor. If you are working for this organization, you say you're working for.
Let's just say I work in their behalf when everything works perfectly.
So you work with them on their behalf when everything works perfectly. So here's one thing that I would like for you to tell your friends, okay? Tell them that I'm tired of being broke. Tell them I'm tired of not being able to get anything secure because of what I talk about. Tell them I'm tired of being in the rut that I'm in. Tell them that I would like for them, if they are very much for me, to get me a national show again, and tell them that I would really like to be able to provide for that fiance, and tell them that I'd like to be able to provide for people around me that have helped me and keep behind me, because I'm a very generous and very good soul, and I would love to help people, but I can't because I'm stuck in a place where I can't afford to do what I want to do. I just recovered from cancer, and I'm trying to rebuild my life. So tell your buddies that want to help me out to help me out, okay?
Partly this phone call is to find out how much they are on your side, and you're helping me to find that out right now.
Well, then let them know that I need help. If they're all-powerful and want to help me out, I'm all for it. So have them help me, okay?
They're listening.
Thank you.
A couple more things.
Just one more thing. We got to go to break.
Okay. I might talk with you next week again.
If you'd like to, yes.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, let me just give you an email, okay? And then you can tell me all about your CIA buddies. GroundZeroPDX@yahoo.com. GroundZeroPDX@yahoo.com. Let me know your background. Let me find out if you're just who you say you are. And if you are, then maybe we can talk in some dark alley somewhere and you can let me know what you know, okay?
Actually, I operate totally in the open. I don't even talk to people, period. I don't do contacts.
I've interviewed and talked with Men in Black before. If you happen to be one of those MIBs, sure, I'm more than happy to talk to you. I've done it before. I've met people like you before who've analyzed the cigarettes I smoke, the salad dressing I put on my salads, the hamburgers I order at places like the Rialto. What's that?
I'm the opposite. I do everything in the, believe me, I do everything in the open because my connection with CIA is so, it can go either way, so...
Okay.
It's so shaky that I can't be, there can't be any suspicion against me.
All right. Well, like I said, groundzeropdx@yahoo.com. Give me an email, please. Thank you. No, no. 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. Yeah, it's very important, obviously, isn't it? I guess. Got a guy now calling me saying that he works for the CIA. Says that he's monitoring me, saying people are for me and against me. We're banned at a collider in Idaho. The internet provider decides to blacklist me because I'm trying to get messages out to you that are important. Like I say, tonight I didn't know where to begin, and now I'm beginning to see what's going on. I'm beginning to see how important this show is. Ditch, thank you. Thank you for letting me be on this program. Thank you. Ditch is the program director of this radio station, and I thank him. We'll be back.
Check out Blam 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 Comics. True Tales of Citizen Self-Defense. For more information, go to jackbitch.blogspot.com or jackbitch.com. I am the hot boss.
In a few moments, you will have an experience which will seem completely real. It will be the result of your subconscious fears transformed to your conscious awareness.
In the hot day, God shall deny me service, and I shall know the truth and priest the apostle with the space is priest.
Iran concerns the crisis over Iran's nuclear program is taking on dangerous religious overtones. Scholars are now warning that Iran's leadership is fascinated with this return of a Messiah figure who's linked to the apocalypse somehow. According to experts, the coming of the Messiah is triggered only by war and destruction.
Usual in the apocalypse, the business is good. This is Ground Zero, 1-800-344-KUFO. If you want to call me tonight, tell me what's on your mind. Let's go now to Josh. Josh, you're on Ground Zero. Go ahead.
Hi there. Clyde, I've been a fan for over a month now.
Yeah?
And I had a question about your beliefs on, like, Christian faith and...
Okay.
What you had stated earlier in the show.
Okay, which questions are those?
Well, you had stated that Christians believe that Jesus is going to come and just kill everybody, and that's what we want.
Well, that's what you believe. That's what Shias and Sunnis believe. That's what that's what's in the Book of Revelation. Birds coming out and picking the eyes out of people, and the garment of the garment of God will be as red as the blood of those who were slain. It's there.
Yeah, but the thing is he also gives everybody the opportunity to accept him as their leader and as their savior. And then
and those who don't end up what?
I'm sorry?
And those who don't end up what?
Well, I mean, they are separated from God, so they are...
No. That's a nice way of saying it. No, they're dead. They get killed. They're wiped out. Okay.
Now, whether or not that actually happens in 2012.
That's not Christian dogma. Okay, that'd be eschatology, and you're right. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the scary part about this whole thing I can tell right now that you're not one of those Christians who's sitting here going, "Bring it on." Okay, you're not that type. However, how many of your counterparts are those types that say, "Bring it on," and how many people are that way? A lot of them are.
And those are also the extremists. I mean, it's like the Sunnis and those.
But you know, you got to understand, though, here's the thing that's really baffling to me. And this is why being a Christian is so weird, and being whatever faith you're in is weird. Because it all has a self-destruct thing at the end. It's like, you know, we have this wipeout time. And it's like, but there are people going, "But I am so faithful, and I know that when the second coming comes, I will rise up in the first resurrection, and I will end up in the rapture, and blah, 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 blah." I look at them and go, "Who are you kidding? Who are you kidding? We just had Haiti wiped out in an earthquake. We just had Chile hit with an earthquake. Another one last week when they were swearing in their president, we had a Satanist on this program who doesn't usually remote view, who's involved with psychological operations with the army, basically saying that he remote viewed this ring of fire over Chile at 33.3 degrees. And basically what it was is it was a psychological howitzer that was fired on us, basically to send a message that they're out there, that something's out in space and it's pissed."
Well, thing is the Bible never states that there is not anything else out in space.
I know that.
Anything about that. So, I mean,
I know that. You know that. But see, you know, you're one of those people. I can tell you right now, you're one of those people, and the reason why you're a fan of my show is because you're an open-minded Christian. You're not one of those Christians that basically is saying that's banning me from being on the radio. You understand?
Yeah.
So you and I really don't have an argument. You just want to, you're basically telling me that, you know, I may be wrong with a few things, but what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, you're cool, okay? But what about those others that actually are kind of eerie, creepy, and are out there thinking the same things? Or thinking we go out and kill and plunder and everything in the Middle East because those bastards don't deserve to live because they have the heathen God. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
So we're in agreement, buddy, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
But, I would like to just say that I would appreciate it if you didn't just categorize all Christians under that one category.
I have to. I have to, so Christians like you call my show. Got it?
Fair enough.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Take care. Let's go down to Mary Ann.
No.
Hi, Mary Ann. You're on Ground Zero.
Hello.
How are you?
I am doing fine. How are you?
Good. Now, you were born in Iran, right?
Yes, I was born and raised in Iran.
Okay. So what do you have to say?
Am I on the air right now?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I was born and raised in Iran until I was 18 and I came to U.S. And my father was a fanatic Muslim who prayed 5 times a day. And as a child, I did too because that seemed to be the right thing to do because my dad did.
Mm-hmm.
Then I grew up, I came here, I had mine on my own, and went to school here. But anyways, I have never called the talk show radio before in my life.
I'm glad you have. So tell me what's going on. What's on your mind, Marianne? Tell me what's on your mind.
I am so passionate about this subject that you're talking about that I decided to call in.
Okay.
Because years I have been saying the same thing that you are saying, and it's so exciting for me to hear an intelligent person like you saying the exact same thing I've been saying, and I've been discriminated against for it, you know, people telling me that I don't believe in God, and I don't believe in any religion, and I don't pray, and I'm going to go to hell, and I've heard that. You know, I don't believe in hell and heaven anyway, it doesn't bother me,
right.
But being discriminated against, what bothers me? So, first of all, I wanted to say that I agree with you 100%. I've been saying this for years. And also, I want all those Christians out there, I mean, I know it's not all of them. I know that. I've met many nice Muslims and Christians out there, not all of them.
Right.
But the ones who tell me that I'm going to hell because I don't believe in God, or telling me that, you know, my daughter right now is in love with a guy who's from a very Christian family, and they are saying that over their dead body, their son was marrying my daughter because we don't have any religion. So these are the things that bother me as I live. I don't care if they tell me I'm going to hell because I don't believe in
that. I believe that anything that's dividing us, if you want to talk satanic,
right,
there's where
right.
you go. And if you're talking about Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who thinks that the Mahdi's coming or the 12th Imam is coming, and yet you criticize that while your own leaders say they walk and talk with Jesus, and you have another leader named Barack Hussein Obama that everybody thinks is Jesus, I think we've got a lot of introspection to do right now, don't you think?
That's unbelievable. Exactly.
Yes.
What I'm talking about, too.
I appreciate you calling me, and I really appreciate you calling me, and thank you for telling me about, you know, you were born in Iran, and you're not Muslim? You don't believe in God?
No, I don't believe. I'm complete atheist. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the organized religions.
Were you raised a Muslim? Were you raised Shia or Sunni?
Shia. My dad was 100% Shia Muslim. He prayed 5 times a day. That's how I was raised, but then I grew up and knowing that that's not, you know, Muslims, I mean, Islam believes in whoever doesn't convert to Islam, they should be killed.
You know, religion, Marianne, you're right. Religion and spirituality should not be a self-destruct mechanism.
Exactly. So I do believe in my own conscience. I believe in being a good person, but I don't believe in believing things that I don't want to be necessarily believing. Like, you know, Jesus was born from Mary, who was virgin, and mm-hmm. anybody who doesn't believe in Muhammad or Jesus is going to go to hell and all those things. But I am a good person. I don't lie. I don't cheat.
Good for you.
People who do, and then they believe that Jesus is going to save them.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and they think that the second coming, if they edge it on, or if the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, if they decide to create war and chaos, it's going to bring him closer. It's not. It's just going to ruin everything that, you know, it's called a core belief system. It's called core intelligence. And if you allow that core intelligence to become perverted, that is when we begin to see some craziness going on. And yeah, okay, I believe in aliens. I believe in God.
I don't know what religion is the right one, and I don't really care. But what I do care about is how people handle their religion and how they care, how they handle their belief in aliens and whatever. If they decide that they're going to take it out on me because I'm not playing in their little game and I don't believe in their little world, and I end up getting killed for it, that's going to suck. And I don't want that. Nobody wants that. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for calling my show. Thank you, Marianne, for telling us about this and basically reinforcing what I'm saying. This is the 21st century. By God, let's start thinking like we're in the 21st century. Stop this 13th century garbage. It's driving me crazy. 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. I'm trying to tell the truth, and it shouldn't be censored. This is America. Damn it. You can speak your mind. Use your voice as a weapon of choice. We'll be back.
I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. You know the show is hot when we are completely blown time. Completely blown it. Daylight savings time, we've blown it out of the water. There's no top of the hour. We're going right to calls. Let's go to Dan. Hi, Dan. You're on Ground Zero.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Listen, you got me kind of stirred up, and your topics are all over the board. And quite honestly, I don't know where to begin.
Okay, neither do I. That's why I did what I did tonight. Go ahead.
Listen, I think, I'm a Christian. I believe in God.
Good for you.
However, I think there's some fanatics like the Muslims you touched on that are freaking wacko.
What about the Christians that are freaking wacko?
Oh, there's some too, but
are you a wacko Christian, or are you a Christian that's kept his mind together pretty good?
Probably not so good, but
Wait, what does that mean? I mean, if you're a Christian, you believe what you believe. Don't be ashamed of yourself. I mean, just because I'm ragging on you doesn't mean I don't think that I respect you for having your belief system. It's just that I want you to know that you got to be intellectually honest with the idea that if a Jesus comes or an alien comes or a Mahdi comes, you better be covering your butt, because you're probably going to have to the crossfire, some war or something that's going to be fired from space, which Rex Church talked about. I'm going to get into that in just a bit. Before we end the show tonight, you're going to hear just how creepy it can get. So stay tuned, people. If you think that this is happening now, give me another 10 minutes, and I'm going to blow your mind. So don't worry about it. Go ahead. Tell me what you want to know, and we'll get on to another call. But what's on your mind?
Well, I don't know. I think there's some issues with freaking Obama that kind of pisses me off. Government health care, I think, are some top issues, and I can't stand it, you know?
Why? What's wrong with that?
Well, I think mandating health care is kind of evil.
Okay. Okay. Did he hang up? He did hang up. Damn! Let's go to Jason. I'm sorry. Jason, hi, you're on Ground Zero. Save me.
Great. Hey, I want to talk about ancient Mesopotamian, Hebrew, Sumerian civilizations, which talk about...
That almost rhymes. It sounds like a Dr. Seuss book there for a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah. Talking about the planet Nibiru. It's the 12th planet, and they say...
Planet X.
Planet X. Nibiru is a home to a race of war-prone hominids referred in ancient texts...
As the Nibiru and the Anunnaki. Yeah, I know all about them. Tell me more.
Well, I'm believing that maybe this planet's approaching our solar system, and what's going to happen is what's happening now all over, earthquakes,
so you,
magnetic interference.
Do you believe in that little thing called as above, so below,
yes,
on earth as it is in heaven? Let me, oh, God, you're going to let me just blow your mind now, aren't you? You want me to? You want me to blow your mind a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, here's something to think about. Rex Church came on my show, a Satanist, right? And
yes.
He said that Chile got hit by an earthquake, and it was at 33.3 degrees south latitude, okay? Do you know anything about the 33 degrees north latitudes and what they represent?
No, sir.
Anything that has happened to change your life, anything that has happened, bloodshed, upheaval, you name it, has happened at the 33rd degree north parallel, okay? They tested the atom bomb at the 33 north parallel. They dropped the atom bomb at the 33 degree north parallel. Roswell, the alien crash, happened at the 33 north parallel. Kennedy was shot, both of them, at the 33 north parallel. The UFO over Phoenix happened in the 33 North Parallel. The Heaven's Gate cult committed suicide at the 33 North Parallel. The guys at Waco were murdered by our government at the 33rd degree North Parallel. The earthquake that happened in Chile was at the 33.3 South Parallel, which Rex Church calls the Southern Chambers, which is talked about in the Book of Job that brings about Maseroth, or the changing of the time, okay? Now, isn't it interesting that a week before we changed our time, an earthquake hits in Chile, okay? You following me?
I'm following you.
A Satanist told me that he saw a ring of fire in the sky that he remote viewed, and that in it were beings who were basically trying to send a message to Earth to the 33.3 degree parameter south. On my website, if you go to groundzeromedia.org, a guy by the name of R.F. Burns, who is the program director of ZeroPointRadio.com, the online radio, created something where he took the Earth and he put it over the top of the sun.
Now, we all know that billions of Earths can fit in the sun, but he took the Earth and he put it on top of the sun, and he basically turned it into an animation where you can see that a fragment of solar wind coming from the southern end of the sun at 33.3 degrees matches perfectly with Chile sending a wormhole or a ring of fire at 33.3 degrees of the Earth, which means as above, so below, a hyperdimensional physics term basically saying that what happens out in space is happening here on the planet. Now, here's something to think about.
Okay.
If you take 33.3 and add it up, if you add 3 plus 3 plus 3, are you a good mathematician?
Yeah.
What's 3 plus 3 plus 3?
9.
Okay. Now, the diameter in miles of the sun is 864 million. Add up 8, 6, and 4. What does it add up to? Quick.
18.
What's 8 plus 1?
9.
9. Okay, now, you take the Earth, the diameter in miles of the Earth, which is 7920, add that up. What does that add up to?
99?
No, 792. What does it add up to? 18, right?
18.
1 plus 8 equals 9.
Okay.
How many 9s do you have when you have 3 plus 3 plus 3, 9, diameter of the sun, 9, and the diameter of the Earth, 9? What do you have? 999, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Turn 999 upside down, and what do you got?
666.
Ah, very good. Very good. Now,
this is great.
999 is the number of completion in Satanism. 666 is the obverse number. 666 is the number of the beast. Something is out in space. It's pissed off, and it's coming at us, and it's sending us numerical signatures. Something is going on. I don't make this stuff up. It's weird.
Wow.
Have a good night. Thank you for calling. If the intelligence of alien beings is out there, and if they fired on us with a wormhole, which I might add is the way they are, because you take a look at what the Mayans have said, and if you go to my website, a clear image of what might be a wormhole, an ET in a spacesuit, and a UFO were found on a cave in India. Oh, and by the way, India is located at 33 degrees north, 76.9 degrees east. A message is being sent, people. 33 degrees. It's also the highest number in masonry. Figure it out. Intelligence is the glory of what's out there. We'll be back.
KUFO, Portland's Rock.
Ground Zero, with host Clyde Lewis.
You know, I'm not making that stuff up about the 33rd parallel. It's really creepy. Everything that means anything to you happened on the 33-degree north parallel. We're fighting a war right now on the 33-degree north parallel. You know what that is? That is an area of the Earth where people believe that most magic is, I guess you could say, more powerful. So when Rex talks about the southern chambers opening at the 33-degree south parallel, when they find a new mural of aliens, a wormhole that looks similar to a ring of fire at 33 degree north, 76 east in India. Come on. This is something, 33.3, 333, 3 plus 3 plus 3 is 9. You take a look, it's called hyperdimensional physics. It's called as above, so below, on earth as it is in heaven. We've heard that before, right? Whatever goes on up there is going to happen down here twice as harsh. So if the sun decides to take a nice pot shot at Chile, they just had an earthquake again while they were swearing in their president. And I told you, the week that that happened, I said, we're going to hear of more earthquakes because this thing was a huge thing. It was 1 million miles long, and it stuck out of the sun of the southern hemisphere at 33.3 degrees. So add it all up. 999. Now, if you want to think 999 is the number of completion in Satanism, you can talk to Rex Church. If you turn it upside down, on earth as it is in heaven, or as above, so below, the reflection of it would be 666. Arcturus, the influence of the beast. Something is mad. Something has been triggered. Oh, and another thing, I failed to put this on my website, and I'll put it on later, but did you know that Hollywood was recently frightened because there was someone who made a huge 30-foot Oscar. They put it in the canyon. You know, the Oscar, the Academy Award Oscar? They made a 30-foot statue of the Oscar, and instead of having the head of Oscar, it had a skull. Basically depicting the idea that Hollywood is cranking out death predictive programming, just like what we talked about a couple weeks ago with Avatar. Isn't it funny how you're getting it first here, and they want to ban me? Oh, am I hurting their little feelings? Oh, God, it makes me sick. Let's go to Justin now. Hi, Justin, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. I've just been listening to your show for the last few weeks because I work graveyard.
Cool.
I find the topics that you talk about very interesting, and I just wanted to get a few opinions that you have.
Okay.
What do you think is going to happen to our civilization?
I think that by 2012, I think they're going to go to a 13-month calendar, and I think that they're going to change time on us. I think they're going to find that with the sun doing what it's doing, it's going to actually throw us off our kilter, like it threw the earth off 3 inches and made the seconds, made our days shorter, actually. And then once again, you heard Rex talk about Maseroth, the changing of the time. We just changed our hour ahead, okay, Maseroth. And also, we just lost about 2 or 3 milliseconds of time with the last earthquake as our Earth got tilted on its axis about 8 centimeters.
Oh, well, isn't it? I thought it was, even if our Earth stopped for, what, you said 7 seconds, or was it less? Even though we kept going, wouldn't that be considered we gained time, or?
No, we lost time. We shortened time by about 2 or 3 milliseconds.
Okay. All right. I don't know what your beliefs are, but do you believe that there is some sort of alien presence?
Yes, I do. The scientists are saying there is. They're saying there's something called the shadow biosphere. 2 scientists have come out and said it. The Catholic Church has come out and said it. Our government won't say it, but that's what everybody wants. They want our government to say, oh, by the way, everything you know is true. We do have aliens out there, and they're out to get us. Well, you know what? They're not going to do that because they don't want to panic. There's something called core beliefs, or there's something called core intelligence, and they're not going to release core intelligence because if they did, even if it was bogus, It would basically annihilate the planet. Think about it. If you found out that life existed on other planets and they were here among us for real, you know, a lot of people would act a hell of a lot different. I mean, I don't know if you've read the book Childhood's End by Arthur C. Clarke.
No, I haven't.
Go check it out of the library and read what happens to civilization after they find out that the aliens are among us. You'd be surprised, and it would blow your mind. It's called Childhood's End by Arthur C. Clarke. Buy it, read it, check it out of the library, read it, and you won't put it down. It's the most amazing, and you'll say, well, I've seen this before in other movies. That's because they borrowed it all from Arthur C. Clarke, but what they didn't tell you is what happens at the end.
No, I was talking about the other, when you said the Catholic Church has said it, what group was that?
The Catholic Church.
No, not the Catholic Church, but what was it, something about our government won't tell us because of
it's a core intelligence issue. They're not going to talk about it. Of course not.
Okay.
The only way they're going to talk about it is if they land on the White House lawn, and that's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not at all.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else before I have to go?
So do you think we're gonna? Do you think we'll make it past 2012?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I believe that the end times are near.
Some of you won't make it, though. You're not going to make it.
No, I'm not saying I'm going to make it. But
you probably will. You just say you're not going to. But no, a lot of people won't make it. No, they're not going to make it.
Because they're going to end up killing themselves. End times are near, and you know, it's just, there's no date and when. And
no, you don't know. But I'll tell you what, the Earth has ended. The Earth has ended in Haiti, and it's ended in Chile, and it's ended in a lot of places. So, you know, get ready for it. It may happen here, too. Okay. Thanks for the call, man. Let's go to Matt. Hi, Matt. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Sam.
What's up, dude?
Hey, man. I was listening the last couple weeks, and it hit big with that Avatar thing. You're talking about the predictive programming and the fact that James Cameron's a 33rd degree Mason kind of freaked me out. But,
well, Masons aren't really all that scary, but go ahead.
Well, just the fact that, you know, what he knows might be, you know, being put into these movies or whatever, but...
It's called intelligence. They're trying to get it out to people before it's too late. And you know what? Nobody's listening. We all think, oh, they're big satanic boogie-boos. Yeah, we had a Satanist on here last night. I don't think he killed anybody. He didn't buy anybody, but hell, somebody called him and said they want to eat his heart out. Give me a break.
Yeah, crazy people out there, man. But I went and checked out that movie 2012 because I figured I might as well
talk
about in that one too. And the character that Woody Harrelson plays hella reminded me of you. And I was wondering if that you think that the mainstream media might be like discouraging people watching their movies from like tuning into you and being open minded to like views that you might be in Detroit. Try to get out there, you know.
Well, of course they do. They try to discredit people. In fact, they were saying that people who are like me are terrorists, that were suicidal, and that were terrorists. And I'm like going, you know, I've been doing this for 15 years. I was doing this long before guys were flying planes into the federal buildings trying to kill IRS agents. I did this long before people started shooting up the Pentagon. I did this long before your politicians flew planes into the World Trade Center.
Yeah, man, I hear you, dude.
The show was called Ground Zero in 1995. You ever thought that maybe it's a little prophetic to call it Ground Zero when we finally call what happened in New York Ground Zero and everybody told you to give up your rights? You ever listen to the theme song to my music? That's been going on now for 15 years. Give up, give up. It's exactly what they told you when Ground Zero happened. When the loudspeakers spoke up and said Ground Zero, when Bush put that bullhorn to his lips and said it was Ground Zero, everybody wanted you to give up your rights. And you know what's going on? It's going on now.
No kidding, man. Well, keep up the good work, dude. Big fan.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night. Jesse in St. Helens. Hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, back to your whole numbers and 999 and all that.
Yep.
I heard that when you, like, when 666 became to be, and, like, it was dreamt up and all this kind of thing, don't you dream... like, with a mirrored image?
Of course you do, yes. Well, and when you look at things, they come into you upside down. Yeah, it's always, you always turn things right side up.
666 is really 999, not 666.
999 is 666, 666 is 999. Back and forth, to and fro. As above, so below.
Okay. And
that's magic. That's how it works.
Yeah. And have you ever talked about the, like, Illuminati? Have you ever heard of them?
Of course I have, yes, and I talk about them all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering, because I haven't really been listening to you for that long.
Well, you know, keep listening, and I'm sure that I will taunt you with the Illuminati coming in some show soon. In fact, maybe even next week. I'll see if I can get Tracy Twyman on. We'll talk about the Illuminati until you're sick of us.
Yes.
Okay? Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Go to Chris. Hi, Chris. You're on Ground Zero.
Hello, I was just calling to pretty much tell you how much I appreciate everything you've done.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think it's helped a lot, well, at least everyone that's listened, to see what's going on in the world and how much is going on in the world that we don't really pay attention to or don't clarify as easily.
You know what I wish? I wish people who listen to my program, instead of thinking I'm out of my mind, look for themselves and realize for themselves. And if they find out that I'm wrong, I then would have an educated argument with him. We'd all have coffee. We'd laugh. We'd say, boy, it's fun living in the apocalypse. But no, a lot of people just want to ban me. They want to blacklist me. They want to put me in their own little place and say, oh, this guy's crazy. But, you know, no, I'm not. I'm the type of guy that you should have a beer with. We can laugh about it. And I can even laugh at myself and say, yeah, boy, I sure am out of my mind here, ain't I? But no, you know, people who say they don't get it or people who don't want to get it, you know why they say that? It's because it's making them feel uncomfortable. And you know what? I don't care.
Yeah, I think we need that. Pay attention, and just so much, I guess.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you feel good that you're paying attention?
Yeah, I feel really good, actually.
Good. Don't you feel good about living in these times, even though they're crazy?
I guess there's no other time like it.
Well, that's beautiful, isn't it? And don't be scared, because I'll tell you what. You know, it's not going to matter if you die anyway. And, you know, lights out, or if there is something on the other side. Damn, let's have fun. That's all I got to say.
Yep.
All right, take care.
Yep, yeah.
All right, take care, bye-bye.
Thanks, Clive.
You bet. You know, and I can say that because I came close to dying 2 years ago. And tell you what, life is better. You know, you know that life is better when you wake up out of your operation after they tell you you're going to die and you feel those staples in your stomach and you're saying to yourself, boy, those staples hurt like hell, but goddamn, I'm happy to be alive. And I don't care if the world's coming to an end or not. I'm going to live a good life and I'm going to try my damnedest, okay? Jesus Christ, we need to know what's going on. We need to know everything that's going on and we don't need to sit there and discredit people, you know? But God, have some intellectual honesty with yourself about what you really believe.
And know that the word belief has the word lie right smack dab in the middle of it. So, and belief system, take that word, belief system, and remove the alif and istem out of it, and you've got BS. Don't you get it? It means you have to start over and think about things over again, because we're in the 21st century, and a lot of this thinking that we still have stuck on is from the 20th, and from the 13th, and from whenever. It's not always good. Go to Shane now. Hi, Shane. We're on Ground Zero.
Ian's Clyde.
How you doing?
Good. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
I definitely believe in God, probably wouldn't be the right word, but a power out there.
Yeah, it's there.
If I had to be put in a box, I'd probably call myself an aspiring Taoist shaman.
Okay, cool.
And just calling tonight, a lot of my belief systems come from a book called The Teachings of Michael.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've heard of it before or not.
Apocryphal as hell, but that's good. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, basically what it says is that we're all part of God, and that we chose to come here and take on new experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back to God so that we grow as a whole.
Isn't it kind of like the idea, though, that we're like superheroes? That's what I got from that book. We're kind of like superheroes that basically gave up our powers to come down here. We want to get our powers back, and by the time we learn them all to have them back, we die anyway, and then we're ready to go back and do it all over again, right?
Well, kind of. We have a superpower here, though. You know, the reason that we came here is because this is the only place that we can experience separateness.
Well, and pain and pleasure and good and bad and all those things, and basically come to grips with your duality by the time you're ready to fly out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think it can explain a lot what's going on right now in our times.
Well, you know what it is people are too stupid to just basically have to, I mean, they all think that, you know, they experience love. They're not experiencing love. They live something that's shallow and superficial. They're more, I mean, you take a look at what they're programming us with on television. I'm not saying not watching TV. Hell, I watch TV just to find out just how stupid they're being. But I'm just saying to myself, you know, look at all this predictive programming, this hyper-reality, and I love it. I love experiencing all of it. But I know better to basically discern and disseminate it and figure out what the hell they're trying to tell me instead of sitting there and taking it all in going, you know, it's just a movie, it's just a TV show, it's just a book. No, there's a reason why they're telling you that. I mean, it's just like, it's just a radio show that Clyde does. Well, you know, yeah, but it's a radio show. I always tell people, you know, I could be kidding, but I'm very serious about what I kid about.
Yeah, you're totally right, and I think, you know, the difference between you and a lot of other people is people are sheep, and a lot of people just take it at face value and don't research on their own. But I think what's going on right now is we go through phases.
Yeah.
And right now I believe in we're at a young soul phase planet-wide, and that's a me, I society.
Hey, have you ever read The Book of the Damned by Charles Fort?
Nope.
Read it. You sound like a Fortean, man. You do. And that's not a bad thing.
I've read a lot of different books.
Because I think I'm a 14, too. Read 14 Times, a magazine full of all kinds of weird stuff. But, yeah, cool. Yeah, read Charles Fort. I think you'd really like him.
Cool.
Coolness. Thanks for calling. Got to run.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah, quick.
So what's going on is we're going into a mature soul cycle, which is the we cycle. When the whole does good, we do good.
Yeah.
And that's been going on. There's been more we souls on the planet since in 1984 than me, I people.
Well, get those we souls to stop believing in the consensus programming.
Well, there's more we and more we coming, but unfortunately, the me, I people grab up the power, and they're becoming smaller and smaller, but more powerful.
I'm gonna give you another we word, and then I gotta go.
Yeah.
It's called ennui. You know what ennui is?
Ennui. No.
Disinterest. There are a lot of people that are disinterested about what you're saying and what I have to say. We got to make them want to understand. Ennui is boredom. We need to get rid of the boredom. And that's why I'm here, and I want you to spread the word about my show. Will you do that for me, please?
I will.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Clyde.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great call. So you got time for one more? We're going to go to another song. One more song. One more. Okay, let's go to Rainey. Rainey in Washington. Hi, Rainey. Go ahead.
I was just wondering your opinions about the aliens. You seem to talk a lot about the fear and.
Because I don't think aliens are nice.
Really?
Nope. I think that anyone who thinks the aliens are nice has got a lot of new agey stuff going on in their heads. Because I'll tell you right now, there may be nice aliens out there, but those are angels, and those are what are written about in poems and what are written about in Bibles and what are written about in other religious texts. But the aliens that we're dealing with aren't nice.
So you think they're, like, waiting to do something to us? Cause I think
yeah, they're ready to eat us.
Well, they've been here a while. I mean, pretty sure. So I was just wondering why you think that they've waited so long to do something about.
Because they're fattening us up for the kill.
Take a look at the United States. Take a look at the world. We're obese. We're getting fat. It's because the aliens want nice, plump people to eat when they're ready to take them in.
Genetically engineered food.
Right. You look at, exactly. They're trying to genetically engineer your food. Yeah.
Not me. I don't do that.
See? I think you're figuring out where I'm coming from, right?
Yes. I'm just curious as why, you know, because I think they've been here so long, I'm wondering what are they waiting for? You know, I'm just wondering that.
They're waiting because we need to be acclimated to their presence. Remember, you got to read Childhood's End. Remember what they did? Did you ever read that book?
Which one?
Childhood's End by Arthur Clarke.
Huh.
Let me give you a hint, okay? The aliens were among us in that book for 100 years. In fact, generations were dying off before the aliens finally revealed themselves. And you know what they had? You know what the aliens had to do to get people to get used to them? They had to be acclimated and programmed and reprogrammed in order to accept their image. And when they came down, their image was something that everybody who was older was familiar with, but the younger kids, they accepted them wholeheartedly. And I think you know what that image is.
Yeah.
Aha. They have horns and hooves. Get a clue. There you go.
What do you think about the Gulf of Aden or Aden?
The Gulf of what?
Aden.
Aden? Refresh me.
A-D-E-N. Basically.
The Gulf of Aden?
Yes, there you go. You're
talking about the Stargate?
Yes, with how, you know, everything is a warship.
So God, that's another show. God, you're brilliant. I'll see if I can look into that and talk about another show. Is
I
that okay with
your
you?
Wormhole earlier on the show, and I was just wondering if anybody highlighted that.
Yeah, that's true. The Gulf of Aden and the wormhole there. In fact, that's
there's
it.
There's every warship from every country there, pretty much.
I know, and they're waiting for it to open up. And you know what? CERN is all a part of this. God, you know, now you got to have me go home and do more work. What are you doing?
Do you think that's like the alien side, or do you think that's the good side?
I don't know.
Is there any good side to these wormholes and all?
I don't know. I don't know what they're. I don't know what kind of game they're playing. Well, I do too. Why do you think I do this show? You know what?
I love your show. I'm so glad you do this show.
Thank you. Thank you for being
here. Yeah, my friend told me about it, so we just watch all the time or listen.
Oh, thank you. It's like watching too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Yeah, you can watch it, too. You go to groundzerotv.org. There, Mike, I said it again. Mike says, I'll love you if you say it again. And let me just get Mike and RF happy, too. Let's go to zeropointradio.com and buy my shows. They're online. They're only a dollar. There. Did I cover everything tonight? I did. Good. Anyway, 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. Please call in tonight. We're burning through as many calls as possible. We actually blew time out of the water tonight. So it is daylight savings time. Time for us? What time? We'll be back. Take care. 1-800-344-KUFO. We'll be back.
The last sane person on planet Earth make you crazy?
This is not a test. This is an emergency broadcast.
We're going to stay on the air for as long as possible.
The universe is a case of unfinished business.
Seeing aliens at mass anytime soon. But the Vatican's chief astronomer does say that there could exist other forms of life outside Earth. And he says if they do exist, they are God's creatures.
I thought it was the end of the world. I thought it was a warning sent from God, and I was very scared.
This is a massive global earthquake.
It is literally a supernatural event.
Paramedics, what is the address of the emergency? I don't know. Let me explain it. I am sitting above Meadow Bay, and I just saw something flame out in the sky. I see no smoke now or anything else, but it was like a bright orange flame going down.
Oh.
I have no idea what it was.
So your fingers fell down somewhere?
Yes, probably did. I've got a tail. You know, and it's a bright.
die, and when it does, we'll go with it.
900 years ago, Peter said, the heavens pass away with a blast, the Mary's off.
We know the world could end. The blast of neutrons, the killing solar fires with pea shooters and squirt guns.
As you all know, contrails have been spotted for years over Alaska and Canada.
We've known for a long time that the enemy has reconnoitered our northern defense perimeter. There's new photographic evidence raises in the United States.
Zero. Okay, I got a phone call off the air that just made my toes curl.
that called me and told me, and I'm not going to give any names or anything, but he said that out there, somewhere in Nevada where they've been testing the bombs, they used to test the bombs, they actually have detected electromagnetic wormholes up there because it's like something that's very powerful. And it goes up into, it's a column that goes up into the air, goes up into space, and you can see into space from there. And it's what they're doing at CERN. They're opening up these wormholes. Rex had talked about the wormhole over Chile done by, quote, an alien force that he could not understand and he remote viewed. We've got the numerology there, the 333, the other numbers of the sun and the earth and the planet. It's an intelligent thing going on, and they're about to blow open everything at CERN. They're going to open a doorway, a dimensional doorway. This is our evolution. This is the way we're going to go. We're moving forward into another realm. That's what it is. You know, I'm not lying to you, man. This is what they're doing. I mean, you can either protest or you just sit back and watch the show. Jacob, hi, you're on Ground Zero.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. I hope you don't mind some constructive criticism. Right up front, though, I love your show. I'm glad you're doing it. But I got something I wanted to go back on with the 999 thing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, so technically, this is kind of a minor point, but technically, if you flip 999, it's DDD. You'd have to rotate 999 to be 666. So the biggest point I had, I know it's kind of dumb, but the
DDD.
Biggest point I had was,
go ahead.
The biggest point I had was that you use math and you use the legitimate science.
Wait a minute, actually, hold on 1 second. I said obverse, not reverse. I said obverse, which okay, means you works. Flip it around. That's obverse.
You're right, so that would be a rotation, so you're correct.
Okay.
But the bigger point is that you're using a legitimate science. You're using math all the way up to the point that you recited a said verse from the Bible. You know,
which verse?
Appreciate the spin. Well, good question. I don't know.
Which
don't
verse
know.
Did I use?
666 is being the sign of the devil.
666 is the mark of the beast.
Right. So why compare science and back your legitimacy up by science and then pull a verse?
I didn't use science. I used numerology, which isn't science. It's Pythagorean. I don't know if that's science. It's kind of Pythagorean. It's kind of
it's a science. It's a math. Yeah.
It's sacred geometry, I guess, if you want to call it that, which is what Hocus Pocus Alakazam is all about, right?
Well, it's fair enough.
I don't know. I mean, well, yeah, I know what you're saying, but the truth of the matter is that if I'm using magic or if I'm using what is known as magic, the numerological stuff, I don't know if that's science, but then again, what is science but basically taking magic and turning it into something that's more mundane?
Fair enough, and making it repeatable, I suppose.
I guess. I mean, if that's what it's supposed to be. I mean, what, any technology that's not recognized could be indistinguishable from magic, right? So if they create some technology that you're not aware of, and some guy presents a miracle in front of you, unless you figure it out with science how it's done, then it's magic, right?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I do it. It's not because, I mean, I'm not trying to, I do get under the skin of a scientist, but I'm just saying, you know, and you know, that's some good constructive criticism. DDD was hilarious. I just think that, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I always like to say, you know, God, I wish the world was flat again. The world wasn't bad when it was flat.
Yeah, they made some good stories there, too. Basically, I'm glad that this, you got this radio show going. This is good. Just don't spin it, man. Don't do what everybody else pulled out and did. You know, keep up the facts like you're doing.
Yeah.
The best part that I can tell.
Yeah.
You know, just keep up the good work. That's all I got to say.
You know, if I do spin, I hope guys like you will call me on it because I like getting called on my crap. So keep it up, dude.
Yeah. Okay? Way to be open-minded.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right.
Damon. It's Damon on Ground Zero. Hi.
Hi. I was just curious as to what you thought about crop circles and the whole connection.
Ah, you want to know how I feel about crop circles? I think they're natural. How's that for bizarre? I don't think aliens do them at all. I think that it's the Earth doing it.
You think it's the Earth, like?
Yeah. Do you ever question the shape of a snowflake? Do you ever say a snowflake being alien, even though it's just as intricate as a crop circle?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Have you ever looked at a tree trunk? Isn't that bizarre? Yeah. What about fingerprints? They're just as swirly and weird as crop circles, and no one thinks they're alien unless, of course, we're alien. So
well,
I think it's a natural thing.
Crop circles are mathematically accurate.
Mm-hmm, and so is the Earth, isn't it? I just gave you some mathematical accuracy that my last caller tried to find out if I was being scientific or I was being hocus pocus. It's both, I think. I think that crop circles are a mixture of science and a mixture of man doing it, and I think it's a mixture of everything. I think that, you know, it's complex but still fascinating, and I think, though, it's a natural thing. I don't think anybody questions that. I think it's the Earth talking back at us. I think it's sending us a message.
I think it's sending a message, too.
Mm-hmm. And if it's alien, then I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I don't think aliens basically take the time to write, to do ground tattoos with their little lasers up in their UFOs. I don't think that's something they do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
It's more natural than you think. I think if you were to take a look at a lot of what are known as the fractals in the world, I think you'd be able to see how it can happen.
All right, and also another thing, I was wondering what you thought about like the connection between Mars and Egypt.
Oh, that's another show. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. As above, so below. You take a look at what Cairo. You know the word
yes.
Cairo, Egypt. You know what Cairo means?
I do not.
It means city of Mars.
Mm.
And that bizarre. And not only that, but if you take a look at Mars and the so-called structures. You've got
yeah.
the pyramids in the same order as they are in Egypt, and you've got the face, which is where the Sphinx
yep.
is. It's the perfect match, as above, so below, just like what we pointed out with the sun and the earth. Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting.
Yeah. It's a weird world, isn't it?
Very weird.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Carl, hi. You're on Ground Zero. Carl?
Yes.
There you are.
I wanted to ask you what you think of this viral meme that's going on. With this Russian singer who pulled out a 30-year-old, like 35-year-old track of this Russian singer singing this vocalization called Trololo, and it's
why are you talking about this? You're killing me. You are killing me, and I'll tell you why you're killing me. Because I was just playing it tonight with some friends of mine, and I was watching it. What the hell is this thing?
It's funny.
Hey, what the hell? Why are you calling me? Are you like in my head? What are you doing?
Because it's funny.
It is funny, but why are you calling me? And I was doing this before I even came into that. I was watching this stupid guy going, tro-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo. I was watching that. You are out of your freaking, why are you calling my show? You are in my head. You can't be in my head. You're driving me crazy. What are you doing? What is this? Are you like watching me?
Oh, I wanted to see what your opinion was. It's kind of a weird monkey wrench of they pulled it out 35 years after.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I'm losing my mind. I swear. This is the call that did it. I'm ready to go. Take me now. I'm ready to go to the funny farm. I'm not kidding. I was just watching this before, and I was showing everybody this before the show. You are watching me. I swear to God, there is a camera. You have it. It's on me somewhere. I've got to figure you out.
I'm not that psychic, but it's funny. I mean...
God, I'll put it on my website, all right? I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm going crazy now. You've just pushed me over the edge. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I think I'm just going to... What?
I'm on the air.
Yeah, talk to me slow now, because I'm losing my mind. Please. Just talk to me. Slow. Nicely.
I didn't know if I was still on the air. It's almost 10 minutes after.
I know. I got to let you go because we're going to go to another call, but thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye. I've lost my mind. Officially. Joseph, hi. You're on Ground Zero. Save me.
Well, I got two things I want to say. One, it seems like through the worst tragedies, it brings some of the greatest prosperity. And I say that because you said Haiti and Chile are already dead.
Well, no, I said they've already seen their end of the world.
Oh, now I get you there. Well, I was just saying that, and also because you're thinking, well, what you said is one of the theories as I see what you said.
Have you ever heard of the theory of complexity? Have you ever heard of the theory of complexity?
No, I have not.
It's something that if you take a look at Mount St. Helens and what happened there 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the place was a barren wasteland. Now it's grown back and it's beautiful and it's lush. It's wonderful. I've been out there. It's beautiful. Okay. The same thing that happens to the earth, my friend. If we end up in this doomsday scenario, there are people who are going to survive because life seems to find a way. And when they do survive, they're going to rebuild the planet. And we're going to go, let there be light and Genesis all over again.
Okay, and the other thing is, with the Haiti earthquake, I think a couple weeks ago, I knew I was listening to your show, but you said that it was an American weapon that caused the earthquake in Haiti.
Yeah, it's called HAARP.
Yeah. Like, how does that work? It's not a missile, is it?
No, it's called an ionospheric heater. And what it does is it creates an aurora, or like what the sun creates when it creates a storm. And they use it to lower the aurora so they can speak with submarines and they can speak with, things that are underground. You know, the military can. But they also, if they fire it up harder and loud enough and whatever, it can create an earthquake in places where earthquakes happen. And if they are able to take a ball, electromagnetic ball, and pulse it over a city, it causes an earthquake. It's called an EMP.
Yeah, I've heard of EMP.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's the theory. And the scary part about it is it gives plausible deniability because you can't prove it with a shadow of a doubt. You can only theorize about it until somebody comes clean and says, yes, we did it. And they're not going to, are they?
Oh, no.
Of course not.
Too much secrecy.
Too many secrets. There are a lot of big secrets and big things are being planned. That's the way it goes.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you. I'm still not going to live down the fact that the troll-a-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo guy had called me, and damn him. Damn him to hell. I'm saying it nicely. Just damn you to hell. Man, what a show tonight. Thank you all for being out there listening to the show. Thank you all for participating in the show. Remember, groundzeromedia.org. Go there. Look at my site. There's a new article called Disclosure 33. If you missed any of the show, it runs in real time, 10 o'clock every night. On ZeroPointRadio.com, you can get the links from my site if you don't remember that site. Also, on my site, you can buy the shows. I would like you to buy them. It keeps the stuff on the internet, okay? And GroundZeroTV.org, if you want to see how I look or not, go ahead and go there. I'm sure Mike would love you for it. And, God, thank you so much for being out there tonight listening. I had a rough time trying to start this thing off, but you guys made it all worthwhile. You always do. And thank you so much for your letters to Ditch. Thank you so much for all your support. Spread the word. And please don't ban me anymore, damn it. I love you all. Take care. Have a good night. We'll see you next week on Ground Zero.
Like I picked a fine day to be doing some kicking.
The only thing anybody's kicking around here is off 10 rockers.
So it is.
Do what now?
Another 10 rockers?
Start now.
101 KUFO.
Portland's Rock.